Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're continuing a series called By Candlelight They Suffer. This was sent in by Jarrett, and I think we're on like part 5 now, so I hope you're enjoying it so far if you've been keeping up with this series. A huge shout out to my patrons for helping make this episode possible. Let's get started. Maddie perched on the closed toilet lid inside the end bathroom stall, while Chloe struggled out of her ruined outfit. The office had been understanding after Maddie explained the entire situation. Despite this, there was nothing available in the lost and found for Chloe to actually change into. Well, okay, there was, but nothing that didn't scream total loser. So Maddie had to step in and fix the situation herself. Of course, because she always had to. It was something her daddy had instilled in her from the time she was a young girl. If you want something done the right way, you can't count on other people. True power, however, was finding the one person who would. Chloe Collins was that one person, that one single dependable girl in this entire school who didn't have piranha fangs ready to sink in the side of Maddie's neck. A twinge of guilt passed through her. Maybe she shouldn't have left Chloe to fend for herself in the bus earlier, and maybe this was the universe's way of reminding Maddie the importance of friendship and loyalty or whatever. Regardless, she was here to help when it really mattered, and Chloe would remember that. In fact, every part of this rescue operation had been orchestrated by Maddie. After a phone call home, her mother had sent one of the housekeepers down with a garment bag less than 20 minutes after she'd called. The fit wouldn't be perfect, but now that same bag hung from the door hook as Chloe peeled the stained jacket off and threw it onto the tile floor in disgust. "I actually want to die," she muttered. "Like, literally." "You're being dramatic," Maddie said, though she didn't blame her. "I got publicly flayed by some booger-digging, milk-drinking, acne-ridden, iPad-raised, helmet-needing, mouth-breathing dumbass freshman with two brain cells fighting together for third place." Maddie laughed. "You sure it isn't 10th place?" Chloe rolled her eyes. "Shut up." "No, your list was impressive," she said as she leaned back against the toilet tank. Chloe fumed. "Want to know the worst part? I saw Brooke and that goth chick huddled together watching something on their phone. Then they looked towards me and laughed. I bet Brooke filmed the whole thing. She was on the bus with me." "Those bitches. We'll have to get back at them. But Jade is the mastermind. Has to be," Maddie said while Chloe wrestled with the zipper on the stained shirt. "Oh, yeah, right. Jade. I have Mr. Hansen's math class with her first period," Chloe said as she wrestled with the zipper on her stained skirt. "God, this stupid thing stuck." "That's because your mom bought it in 1987. "Oh my God, shut up. Check the tag and tell me I'm wrong." "Shut up," Chloe yanked harder. "There." She sighed in relief as the zipper finally gave way. Turning sideways in the stall, she pushed the skirt down over her hips. Maddie was about to help her into the replacement skirt when her gaze settled on her bare skin. Maddie's eyes widened and she stopped breathing. Low on Chloe's back, just above her Venus dimples, sat a strange purplish-orange mark. Maddie's throat convulsively bobbed up and down as she leaned in closer to inspect it. It wasn't a bruise, nor was it a scratch or a burn or a rash or anything Maddie could distinguish as familiar. Instead, the mark curved in thin lines that looped together, almost circular but jagged along the corners. It looked irritated and inflamed beneath the skin, like bugs had been picking underneath the flesh. A cold sensation crept unpleasantly through Maddie's stomach. Chloe turned and immediately looked puzzled as she stared at Maddie's dumbfounded expression. "What?" Chloe asked. Maddie's open-mouthed concern traveled with her gaze as she asked, "Chloe, did you get a tattoo recently?" Chloe frowned. "No, why?" "That thing on your back." The frown deepened as she turned and reached behind, feeling with her hands. "What thing?" "There," Maddie pointed but didn't touch. "On your lower back." Chloe twisted awkwardly, trying to look over her own shoulder. "I don't see anything." "Well, there's definitely something there. What does it look like?" Maddie took out her phone and opened her camera app. This isn't funny. You're creeping me out, Chloe said, a nervous edge permeating each syllable. Maddie ignored her, held her phone close to the mark, then snapped a photo. Quickly, she tapped the bottom corner to access her camera roll. What she saw made every drop of saliva evaporate from her mouth. There was nothing there, just the clear skin of Chloe's back. Maddie glanced back towards the mark. It was still there. Why wouldn't it photograph? What is it? Chloe asked, her voice shaky. I don't know. It looks like a rash. A rash? What kind of rash? Chloe turned in a circle, craning her neck to catch a glimpse of it. Hold on a second, Maddie said in as serious a tone as she could muster. Chloe obeyed. Against her better judgment, Maddie slowly reached towards it. Heat radiated off the spot like the exhaust pipe off a car. Drawing her hand back before she made contact, she rose to her feet and was about to open the stall door when she glanced back and stopped dead. A shocked scream leapt from Maddie's throat as Chloe jumped in alarm and began to cry. What? What is it? Maddie's hands flew to her mouth. She was too afraid to speak as she remained fixed on the spot on Chloe's back. The purple-orange lines had begun to spread. Maddie tapped a heel impatiently against the floor outside the nurse's office, 20 minutes into first period. The receptionist had been cordial enough, probably because Maddie's reputation preceded her, at least with adults, and that tended to earn her a longer leash than most students. The front office was exactly what every school office looked like: beige walls, framed photographs of former principals, and a perpetually humming copy machine somewhere in the back. A row of hard plastic chairs lined one wall beneath a bulletin board covered in scholarship flyers and community announcements nobody actually read. Every few minutes, a phone rang. A secretary answered it, and the cycle repeated. Normally, Maddie would have found the place comforting. Today, not so much. Chloe had been examined, questioned, comforted, and reassured. Then, she'd emerge from the examination room looking tired and thoroughly rattled. At the very least, she'd stopped crying, which was usually the closest Chloe Collins ever got to emotional stability. When Chloe asked the nurses to examine her back, the nurse found absolutely nothing unusual, just like Maddie's camera. Had she imagined it? No, absolutely not. She knew what she'd seen. Just to be safe, the nurse had Chloe lying down in one of the examination rooms. Once Chloe disappeared behind the curtain, the nurse approached, Maddie holding a pink hall pass. To get back to class, Maddie frowned. Is Chloe okay? She'll be fine. I can wait and head back with her when she's ready. No, it's all right. I'll keep her the rest of the class period. You can go. Maddie reluctantly accepted the pass and rose to her feet, pushed through the big glass office doors and into the massive main congregating area of the school. Miss Delaney's classroom was upstairs, and Maddie made it halfway up the flight before stopping and turning around. Because suddenly algebra seemed a lot more important than social studies. More specifically, Jade Kaplan's algebra class. The bell signifying the end of the first period had just rung, and Jade needed her usual morning bathroom break. She found it absolutely ridiculous how many girls use the bathroom for everything besides its intended purpose, and didn't care who was in there as she let loose. Jade laughed to herself as she listened in on the disgusted gasps and exclamations of a couple of rich girls and the hurried footsteps as they promptly exited. Girl, it's a bathroom. What did you expect? After finishing her business and washing her hands, she leaned in close to the mirror and touched up a smudge of black eyeliner beneath one eye. Satisfied, she capped the pencil and slipped it back into her pocket. Jade didn't believe in purses. Then she heard the footsteps of someone who did. Click, clack, click, clack. Jade glanced up through the mirror just in time to see Maddie Pemberton storm into the bathroom like a raging rodeo bull. Her blonde hair looked slightly disheveled, which for Maddie was the equivalent of not showering for a week. Her cheeks were flushed red, her forehead beaded sweat, and her fists were clenched so tightly the knuckles had gone stark white against the already pale skin. Jade couldn't help but grin. Well, 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 Jade purred. Maddie crossed the room in long strides. What did you do? Jade licked her lips. Look, the Donald Trump of Patterson High. No way, you're his daughter. Shut up, Jade. Make me. The smile Jade pulled felt so good. What did you do? Maddie repeated. Jade smirked and took a sidestep to face Maddie, hands held out defensively. Listen, rich bitch, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Maddie gritted her teeth and snapped. Don't call me that. Sorry, rich, overdressed secretary who gets bent over tables by richer 80-year-old men, bitch. Normally, Jade would have enjoyed seeing Maddie's jaw work, or the way her eyes narrowed, or the sweat that drenched the perfect skin of her neck and shoulders. Okay, she lied. She was enjoying this. Yet something felt different about Maddie's entire demeanor. Everything she did was to keep up appearances, and the fact that she was standing here, confronting Jade in the bathroom, told her everything she needed to know. But she couldn't have known about the candles. Unless, was Brooke playing both sides of the fence and snitching? Jade doubted. Brooke was too much of a goody-two-shoes for that. Chloe might suspect something, but if that was all Maddie was going on, it meant she was blindly swinging and flailing herself about. The problem was, with all of her connections and popularity, she might actually land on the right answer. Do I need to remind you where you rank on the Patterson High popularity scale? Maddie spat derisively. Because everyone thinks you're a freaky goth whore. That made Jade's smile falter for half a second. Then it came right back. Oh no, what happened? Jade mocked. Did Daddy's stock portfolio crash? Maddie took another step forward until she was practically on top of Jade. Don't sass me, weirdo. I'm not about to get pushed around by a girl that eats snakes in her spare time. I'm here about Chloe. Oh, what about her? You know exactly why, Jade shrugged. Do I? I seem to remember you and Chloe humiliating my friend Brooke Palmer in this very bathroom. Sounds like karma finally got around to picking on the right bitch. Like you two are friends? Yeah, right, whatever. You've known each other a total of what? A day? Jade smirked. Why do you care? You hate girls like us, remember? Maddie blinked slowly. I don't hate you. I don't even think about you. She scoffed. Just stay out of our way and we'll be cool. Jade smirked again. And yet, here you are. Don't push me. You don't want to make an enemy out of me. Just stay out of my way. Got it? You know what? I'll do that, but I don't appreciate it when you attack random people for no reason. Maddie bit her lower lip. Look, I was messed up, okay? But so is this, and whatever it is, I want it to stop. You're going to have to be a bit more specific, princess. Jade's smirk graduated to a grin. Come on, that's not fair. Maddie jabbed a finger at Jade. I'm trying to meet you in the middle, okay? I mean, what else do I have to do? I already said sorry for what happened to Brooke. Now can you? She paused, glanced over her shoulder, then whispered. Please just help me. After everything that my family went through because of you, Jade jabbed a finger angrily in Maddie's face. You ask me for help? You have to be out of your mind because I swear if you keep getting in my face, you won't like what happens. Maddie blanched. Okay, look, I'm sorry. That whole thing was an accident, I swear. I had nothing to do with that. She made her own choices. You can't hold me responsible for that. I wasn't even outside when it happened. Jade reddened. Really? You serve drugs and alcohol at a party and suddenly act shocked that she got seriously messed up? Get real. I should kick your ass right now. Maddie backed up a step. Do that, and they'll expel you. And when my dad finds out you laid a finger on me, you'll go to jail where you'll get passed around like the slutty party favor you are. Jade stopped her advance and bit her lip. Maddie nodded. That's right. Stay right there, she said, allowing herself a sly grin. Now, as I was saying, the whole thing wasn't my fault. I didn't have anything out except soda and snacks. She blinked innocently. Jade took a few deep breaths, rolled her eyes, then said, I don't believe you. Maddie shrugged. You don't have to, but I'm telling the truth. Now, her gaze flickered back and forth before settling back on Jade. Can you please help me out? I'll make it worth your while. Help you with what? There is something wrong with Chloe. Jade wanted to yell at her again, but decided on playing the annoying goth role some more. Besides her personality? Look, Maddie gritted her teeth and forced the words past it. Chloe was fine yesterday. Now she has the worst day of her life and a weird ass mark on her back. And then she sees you and Brooke laughing at her. What am I supposed to think? Jade's smirk remained exactly where it was. A mark, you say? Like a hideous tramp stamp or a nasty patch of skin cancer? Please be melanoma. Please be melanoma. Not funny, and no, like a weird rash or something. I took her to the nurse's office because it looked so weird. The nurse had her stay for the whole first period, and I wasn't sure what to do. Was it like a mole? No. Did she get a tattoo? No. And besides, I already asked her that. Like chicken pox? Jade was enjoying this far too much, and Maddie, realizing Jade was toying with her, snapped. A symbol, okay? It looked like some kind of symbol. It was orange and purple lines, but like intertwined. Jade shrugged. Maybe Chloe joined a cult. Yeah, that's it. Jade snapped her fingers. Like a Lovecraftian demonic squid cult, complete with robes, scepters, and weird brandings on the back. Jade, I'm serious. And I'm serious. Have you considered that maybe she's possessed? Maddie stared at her, and Jade stared right back, neither blinking. Finally, Maddie spoke. It was hot. Jade's smile faded. What was? The mark? Maddie held out her hand and mimicked herself. It was hot, like really hot, and when I took a picture of it, it disappeared. Then it... Maddie hesitated because saying this stuff out loud sounded insane. Then what? Jade asked intently. It glowed. The bathroom went silent. This was bad. Very, very bad. And worse, Jade had no idea how to stop it. Worse yet, she wasn't sure she wanted to. And that's the end of this little part. I hope I left it on a good enough cliffhanger for you. If you're enjoying this series so far, let me know in the comments below or wherever you are. I enjoy hearing from you. If you'd like to support the channel, you can do so on Patreon. Or if you'd like to get yourself some sick Stories After Midnight merch, you can do that at shop.storiesaftermidnight.com. I hope you're enjoying yourself here. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next one. Take care now. Bye-bye then.